Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Broadcasting from Shiny Radio, iHeart, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download the Shiny Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. And don't forget to leave a feedback on the voicemail. We love to hear what you think of my shows. I want to take this opportunity to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Too blessed to be stressed. This week I'd like to talk about, are you ready for the return of Jesus? And I will be giving you some signs to know when he is going to return. No man knows the time or the hour, but he did leave some signs to let us know to get ready that he will be coming back. And trust me, he is on his way back very, very soon. We are living in these perilous times, and if you read the Bible, you see that we are living in these times that Jesus said will happen before his second coming. Okay, so the signs that Jesus left to let us know of his second coming is to take heed that no man deceive you. Many will come in his name. They will do signs and wonders, but they are not of God. So, in order to know who is of God, you must be born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, because that will open up your spiritual eyes, and not only will you see in the spirit, but you will see in the physical as well. So that's the first key, because false prophets are raising up like nothing. I mean, they're deceiving people all over this world. So, of course, we know, you know, Satan has power too, and he is a deceiver, and he will be performing signs and wonders in these last days, okay? So, take heed that no man deceives you. You have to pray and get born again so that your spiritual eyes will be open, so you will see these false prophets, because they're coming in his name and they will deceive many people, even Christian people that are born again. Some of them going to get tricked by these false prophets that's on this earth in these last days. Another sign that Jesus is on his way back is there will be wars and rumors of wars. But Jesus tells us to see that we not be troubled. Because how many of you know that Jesus is always with us? He will never leave or deceive us. He's there with us every single day. So he said, when you hear about these things, don't be troubled. Just get ready, because this is a sign of his second coming. Another thing he said will be a sign of his second coming is that nations will rise against nations. And how many of you know that we're in that right now? Nations arriving, rising against nations. Kingdoms against kingdoms. There'll be famines. There'll be pestilence. There'll be diseases that can't be healed. Now, you tell me we're not in these times. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Because like I said, he's coming, and he's coming sooner than we think. Now, what's exciting about the second coming of Jesus Christ is that if you're saved and born again, you know you're going to heaven and have eternal life with him. Now, if you're not born and saved again, you know where you're going. You're going to hell to live with the devil forever. And that is a place that you do not want to go. Some of us has had the experience of going to hell to see what it's like so we can make a conscious decision that we don't want to go there. And if you read the Bible, it tells you and describes how hell will be and how heaven will be. Now, Jesus advised us while he was down on this earth that his Father has many mansions, and he was going to prepare a place for us. And he's coming back to get us, to take us to those mansions in heaven that his Father has prepared for us. So if you don't get your mansion on earth, you definitely will have it in heaven if you are born again. And what I've experienced in my lifetime, there is a lot of people that say they're Christians, but they're not born again. And the Bible tells us that you would know them by the fruits of their works. So they can talk all they want to talk, but look at their fruit. Look at their fruit. Look at their actions. And that's going to tell you whether they're born again or not. I'm not saying, you know, because we are humans, we do get in the flesh sometimes, but you cannot say that that person is not born again. Because God has given these emotions, and sometimes we let those emotions overtake us, but we don't lose our salvation. We just ask God for forgiveness, and he will forgive us for all of our sins. Because that's what he died and went to the cross for, to take all the sins of the world away. But we sometimes fall short of the glory of God, and he is a forgiving God, and he will forgive us if we ask. Now, going back to the important point, false prophets, be careful. Be careful. Ask God to come into your life. Ask him to let you be born again. Because this is the key where most people are going to miss it. And it's only because they're going to be doing signs and wonders. I was listening to a broadcast with Pastor Dr. Dollar this week. He was advising us that this one pastor was so keyed in on expanding his ministry that he faked he had the power to raise the dead. That's just how bad he wanted people to believe in him. And you know, we can do nothing without Jesus, so if he faked that, that was not of God. Even though God gives us that power, you will have to still have the discernment of this person that's performing this act to know that it was from God. I've personally never seen anybody raise the dead, but I've seen people cast out demons. I've seen demons in masses of them. It wasn't one single one. It was a whole lot of them. And so when you can see with that spiritual eye, you see things of the spirit. And it's a scary place sometimes, because evil is not a good thing to see. It's not a good thing to see. And it can be scary if you don't understand what you're looking at. But there's a lot of demonic people walking around here on this earth. And it's like a norm. I don't know if they don't know they're demonic or what. But when you're a child of God and can see through the spiritual eye and see all these demonic forces around you, you just want to cast them out because you know you have that power. And they'll test you, trust me, because they can see too. They know you of God, and they'll test you to try to make you doubt your ability to cast them out. But you have to be careful when you're casting out demons because spirits do transfer. And you do not want these demonic spirits transferring into other people that's already demonic. Because once a demonic person gets another demonic spirit in them, it's a strong, strong hold. Not saying that you can't cast it out, but it's a stronghold. And they're very stubborn because they don't want to come out. They need a body in order to survive. So that's why there's so many demonic folks on this earth, because Satan needs a body in order to deceive and get you on his side. But the wars and the rumors of wars, like you said, God did not give us any fear. So don't be scared when you hear them. Personally, I don't do the news because it's nothing really good on the news half the time. So that'll just put you in fear. And like I said, we shouldn't be walking around on this earth in fear. Okay? But as I said, the key thing to get ready for the return of the second coming of Jesus Christ is that you get born again. And you have to be baptized by water and by fire. That's what born again means. You have to get baptized by fire. And most preachers don't preach that. They'll baptize you in the name of Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Ghost. But they don't tell you about that second baptism. And I think that's because they're not born again. That's just my personal opinion on it. Because if they were born again, they will understand that second baptism, and they will be telling you how you shall get it. And that's another thing you need to watch when you go to church. Pray and ask God, is this where he wants you to be? Because like I said, you have people preaching for different reasons, and they're not of God. Okay? So get born again. Get born again. All you have to do is ask God for it, and he will pull his spirit into your physical body, and you'll be able to find the purpose that you're on this earth for and go ahead and be world changers as well as soul savers. Because that's basically what we're all put here to be, is saving souls so that everybody can live in heaven, even though we know that that was God's will from the beginning. But even though, you know, some people is hard to convince that God is real, so they have to go to the other place where he prepared, which is hell. Okay? And trust me, you do not want to go there, because this is eternal life for you. It's not like you can come back and get a second chance. Even though he is a God of a second chance. But once you die and go to hell, that's where you will eternally be. So make your mind up today. Get ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Like I say, he's closer than you think. So you have to be ready. Because like the Bible says, he's coming like a thief in the night. And you know, a thief don't announce he's getting ready to break into your house. Okay? So be ready, be ready, be ready. He's close. He's close, people. He's very, very close. So just make sure you're ready and know where you want to spend your eternal life. Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart Life from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. It's free, and we're live talking about anything live from New York City. Also, don't forget to leave a feedback on the voicemail and let us know what you think of my show. Hey, you might even be a guest on my show. Who knows? This show is sponsored by Rashad's Reliable Cars, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Too blessed to be stressed. Also, go to lindamonroe.com. I have two audio books out. I am just so excited about that. You can purchase them on my website, lindamonroe.com. 5 Ways to Heal from a Toxic Abusive Relationship, as well as my mom's autobiography, 100 Years of Blessings. We were blessed to have her to be on this earth with us for 100 years. So I put that in audiobook for you to let you know, because God's promise is that he will give us a long life, and that she had. So it's a way to get that long life, and that's in that book. So go purchase both of those books. It would be a blessing to your life. Give it as a gift. I would appreciate it for your support. Again, be blessed. God loves you, and so do I. All is well, and the best is yet to come.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.